Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in the beginning of Siman Shin Chav Gimel. We are on the bottom of page Kuf Nun Gimel. We're about to turn on to page 306. Siman Shin Chav Gimel is Dine Hasha'ola V'Kinyan Tzerche Shabbos V'Hadochas Kelim V'Sikunan U'Tfilosan B'Shabbos. Many halachos discussed in the Siman, borrowing and making kinyan on the needs of Shabbos, washing dishes, fixing them up, being told of them on Shabbos. Let's begin the Mechaber with Aleph. Mutter lomer lechaveru, a person is allowed to say to his friend on Shabbos, Malei li kli zeh, fill up this vessel for me. Afilu hu miyucha lemida, even if it is a measuring vessel. So you're allowed to tell him, fill up this vessel for me. Vahani mili kishen notel halokeach mida shal mocher umalicho lebeso. These words are stated when he takes the measuring cup of the seller and he's going to bring that measuring cup full back to his house. The Ainsaroch Lomer in Navy Halokeach Mito Beso Vomer Lo Male Li Kleze. And needless to say, if the buyer comes ahead with his own kli and tells the mocher to fill up that kli, that's going to be mutter. Avalimdo Bikli Hamiyucha Lamida. But to measure with a measuring cup, velishboch lesoch kelev shalokeach aser, and then for that measuring cup to be poured into the vessel of the buyer, that's going to be aser. So the Mechaber over here is talking about when a person is buying from someone else on Shabbos. So if he goes ahead and says, fill up your measuring cup for me, and I will take that back to my house. Or the buyer brings his own measuring cup and says, fill this kli up for me, and I'll bring that back to my house. That's going to be mutter. As we'll see, it doesn't look like a business transaction, and it's also not a problem of measuring. But if he says, fill up your measuring cup and then pour it into my kli that I have the buyer, that's going to be usher. We'll see more about that in the Mishnah Berurah shortly. First the Ramah, V'yesh mekilin lomar, and some are lenient to say, d'chol she'enu mechavin l'mida l'gamri, that so long that your intention is not to measure at all, she'memayit omosif ma'at, that you're not being exacting, you're giving a little bit less than the measuring cup or a little bit more, shari, that's going to be permissible. V'chein Haminog Pasha Limdod Bikli Hamayuchad Lamida, that is the simple minhug, to measure with a measuring cup, Velishwach Lakelov Shalokeach, and in fact to pour it into the kli of the buyer. The Odius Bar Lukhab Samothamekilin, and we will explain further the reason for those who are lenient. Din halva Shabbos dino kemo b'yomtov. The halacha of borrowing on Shabbos has the same din as borrowing on yomtov. And the kamon simin tov kuf chav hey ulael simin shin zayin sif yud aleph. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah now, beginning in sif katan aleph. Again, the Mechaber said that a buyer is allowed to say to the seller, fill this kli up for me, even though it's a measuring cup, and it belongs to the seller, and I'm going to take that kli back to my house. Hainu. After Mekach u'memkar asr b'Shabbos yom tov, even though, as we know, business transactions are asr on Shabbos and yom tov, and note number one explains why it's asr on Shabbos and yom tov. Number one, it's a gzeirah that you might come to write down. Number two, we saw from the Chai Adam that business sometimes can lead to the molocha daraisa of mechatech when you're cutting something down to size to sell it. Therefore, they asr all business transactions. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, even though business transactions are asr on Shabbos and yom tov, the echad hamocher bepeh, whether you are selling just by word of mouth without giving anything over, or by giving the item over, the person taking the item into his rishus. Not only are business transactions usher, but also measuring on Shabbos is forbidden as well. The reason for that is because of uvdu d'chol, and that's why if it is for a mitzvah, it's going to be permissible. But zakhtem b'shabura, not only our business transactions usher on Shabbos, measuring not for a mitzvah purpose is also usher. The kanal b'simen shinvav, afilu hachi mutter lomar b'loshon zeh. Still, you are allowed to make the business transaction with this language. She'eno omer b'loshon mechira mecharli. You're not using a language of selling by saying, sell to me. Ve'eno maskir she'mida. And you're not mentioning a measurement either. Rakli zestam. You're just saying this kli. And therefore, although we're facing two possible isurim over here. Number one, a business deal on Shabbos. Number two, measuring on Shabbos. If a person says to his friend, Malei li kli zeh, and then he's going to take the kli of the seller, bring that back to his house, that's mutter. He is avoiding the problem of selling. He's not using a lashon of sale. And he's avoiding the problem of measuring. He's not mentioning anything about a measurement. He's even allowed to use this kli that is a measuring cup. Sivkatan Beis, Pirish, Shirogil Limdod Vilimkarbo. He can use the regular measuring cup that's used to measure and to sell with. Sevkatan Gimel Umolicho Lebeso, and the buyer can bring it back to his house. Shein Zederach Mekach Omemkar. This is not the normal way of doing a business deal. Vigamlo Milchzi Kuvdin Dachol. It also does not look like a weekday activity. Sha'af Hamashkes Chaveru Bedech Matana. Because even in a case where a person wants to give his friend a present of a drink, Darko Gamkein Lefamim Lahashkos Bekleam Yuchalamida. Sometimes the only kli he has available is a measuring cup, and he gives him stam a drink through a measuring cup. So we don't say that Be'etzem using a measuring cup is Asar on Shabbos. So therefore, as long as you don't mention the measuring, you don't mention the sale, so this is going to be permissible. Sefkatan Dalet Aval Limdod. But for it to be measured in the measuring cup and then poured into the kli of the buyer, that's going to be usur. That's the way of making a regular business deal on Shabbos, and that is usur. Sivkatan Hey, the Ramah says, even that's mutter. Even using the measuring cup of the seller and pouring the stuff off into the buyer's kli is going to be mutter. As long as we said you're not exacting, you put a little more or a little less. V'yesh mekilin, haynu da'ayideza ein isser al hamocher lindol b'klim mida shalo. Through this, there is no isser on the seller to use his measuring cup, v'lishmoch l'to kelev shalokeach, and then to pour it on to the kli of the buyer. Shema mayit, we said as long as he adds a little more or gives a little bit less. The Mishabura here is bothered. What do you mean giving him a little less? That's called stealing. If he's going to give you a certain amount of money and giving less of that value, that's stealing. Zok the Mishabura sevkatan vav ve'ein bazem mishum gezel. That is not a problem of gezel. Sheyadua leba'olav shakol regilim v'kaf. Because the buyer knows that that's the normal way to do it on Shabbos, that you give a little bit more, a little bit less, and therefore it's not gezel. V'chein nogu lahatel tabas v'mida. And that's also why there's a minhag to place a ring in the measuring cup. So the measurement is not exact. Vizeha heter la mocher, and that is the heter of the mocher. The Shaar Tzion points out in Sivkatan Dalud, what does the Mishabura mean when he says vizeha heter la mocher? So Zat Chavetz Chaim Kavanaso, Ava Masha Minuk Shalokeach Maskir Shemida. This takes care of the problem mitzad the seller, that he's not being exacting in his measuring. But that which the buyer can sometimes mention the shem mida, the measuring amount, ain dai beheter zeh, that we're mentioning over here is not enough of a heter. V'lazeh siyam ha-ramah, that's what the Ramah means when he finishes off and says, u'besamach yisbar tamah mekilim. That soon we're going to explain the reason for those who are mekil, hainu af mashem mekilim lahaskir shem mida, that which we allow the buyer to mention the amount of the measuring as well is going to be mutter. So here we're discussing the heter of the moch, and soon the Ramah tells us we're going to discuss the leniency of the buyer making a mention of the measure. Yisbar b'samach sevkatan zayin haynu shemotza semach. He found some kind of source, shalufamim mutter lahaskir av shemida, that sometimes you're allowed to mention the name of the measure as well. V'ayin shoma shekasadnu bazeh, and look shortly what we will mention about that. Now if you look at note number 40, points out that we're discussing over here in the Mishabura measuring, avo b'mishkob, when it comes to weight, av she'enu medaktik, even if you're not exacting, elo poches ma'ato mos, if you do a little bit less or a little bit more, we're going to see later on that's going to be usr. This whole heter of the Ramah, that you measure a little more or a little less, is dafka by measuring, not by weighing. And the Magen Avraham explains, that when you're measuring something with a measuring cup and you're not exact, so it's not measuring. Just pouring it from one kli to another kli. Which is not the case when it comes to weighing something. Even if you're weighing a little more, a little less, lemaisa, you're using a scale, and it looks like weighing, and therefore this whole heter is by measuring and not by weighing. Says the Mechaber, Vaitis Abez, Mutter lomer lachaveiro malei li kli ze ulumocher nimdod oso. You're allowed to say to your friend, fill this kli up for me, like we mentioned before, and you're also allowed to say, and tomorrow we'll measure it. Avalo yomer tein li mida plonis. But you can't say, give me this measurement. So you can reference that we'll measure it tomorrow, but you can't say, fill up this amount, this measure for me today. Says the Mishabura Sivkat Nuches, Mutter, Hainu Avsha Medida Asr B'Shabbos V'Yomtov. Even though measuring is Asr on Shabbos and Yomtov, Mikomoko Mutter L'Haskiro, you're still allowed to mention it. Ay, va'ayin la'el simin shin zayin sevches the osir lomar davar ploni es alamochar masha osir la'asos hayom. Ay, we learned earlier that whatever you can't do on Shabbos, you can't say we're going to do tomorrow. So if you can't measure on Shabbos, how could you say, give me a kli full of this stuff and we'll measure it tomorrow? If you're not allowed to measure today, you can't mention measuring tomorrow. V'ulay mishum shulu tzorach Shabbos yitiru. It could be because it is a Shabbos need, therefore they matter it over here. Sivkotan test, but the Ramah said you can't say tainli mi diplonis. Even if you're not buying from him at all, rather you're borrowing from him. And you say, "Hashileni midaplonis, lend to me this amount." It's also going to be aser. Gam kein aser mishum medida. That's aser because of measuring. To have the kuvd in the chol, it's like a week, the activity. The canal besimin shinvov. Midaplonis of katan yud. Ochetze oruvias is lav daf. It has to be a full measure. It could be half or a quarter as well. Kevin shemasker shem mida. Since you're mentioning the name of the mida. Avamutter lomar malei li klize adashnosos. But you can say, fill up this kli for me until the marker. So you can't say how high the marker is, a quart or whatever the amount is, but you can say, fill up this kli for me till the marker. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Gimel. Mutter lomar lachavero tainli beitzim that goes in beminyan. You're allowed to say to your friend, give me eggs or nuts a certain amount. You're allowed to say, please give me 10 or 20 eggs or nuts. Because that's the way of a regular balabayas to be counting in his house to know how many he's taking. That he should only take that which he needs. Therefore, it's very not clear that he's doing it because of a value that he's going to pay. He's just informing how many he needs, and that is going to be permissible on Shabbos. Let's begin Sif Dalet. We'll see the Mechaber today, and we'll continue next time in Mitzvah Shem with the Ramah. So the Mechaber says in Sif Dalet, Mutar Lomar Lechenvani, a person is allowed to say to a store owner, Tainli Arba Beitzim V'chamisha Rimonim, please give me 4 eggs and 5 pomegranates, Ubavat Shelo Yaskir Lo Shem Damim, as long as you don't mention an amount of money, V'lo Schum Mida V'lo Schum Minyan, and we'll see exactly what this Schum business is in a moment, but don't say a full amount, the total amount of measurement and not the total amount of count of what you want. Meaning, lomar hareishi yesh lecha biyadi chamisha megozim. You shouldn't say to the store owner, I already have by me 50 nuts that I took from you. Tein li chamisha macherim, give me another 50. Varei yesh lecha biyadi mea. And then I'll have in my hands 100. So you can't make a total of this sale plus another sale. That is the schum minyan. So the Mechaber is saying over here, you can't mention the shame damim, the amount of value of how much money is worth you want. You can't mention a schum mida, which is a total measurement of this sale and a previous sale. And you can't mention a total amount of number that you want from this sale and a previous sale. That's where we will stop in the Mechaber. There is a very important Bi'ar Locha over here. There's really 2 points in the Bi'ar Locha. Number one, let's see the small one on the bottom of the page. Devamaskul lechenvani tainli. So here, the Mishabura, the Chavetz Chaim, and the Berlach is bothered that Siv Dalet seems to be a repetition of Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel said, "Mutter lomer lechavero tainli beitzim vegozim beminyim." You're allowed to say, "Give me a certain number of eggs and nuts." And then he says in Siv Dalet, "Mutter lomer lechenvani tainli arba beitzim vechamisha rimonim." He seems to be saying the same thing. So says the Bir Alocha, Hainu Hachna Siv Gimel. Siv Dalet is identical to Siv Gimel. The Efshed L'Revusa Naka Chenvani. It could be he's adding an extra chiddush by saying a store owner, after Kavanoso B'Vadai L'Mechira. Even though a store owner obviously has in mind the sale, Afilu Hachi Shari. Still it's Mutter, Kevin Shul Hiskir Beferi. Since the sale is not mentioned explicitly, it's going to be Mutter. So Zatul Chavetz Chaim, there isn't added chiddush in Siv Dalet over Siv Gimel, that even by a Chenvani, it is Mutter to mention the number that you want. And even though it's obvious that it's for a sale, since the sale is not mentioned, it's going to be mutter. The longer Bi'ar Locha, Divrei HaMaskil, Mutter Lomar, says, Kedei Lahavin Heitev Divrei HaMechaber V'Harama Aktim B'Kan HaKdama Ketzara. In order to understand the Mechaber and the Ramah in this sif, I'm going to give a little introduction. V'hu ki yesh gimel dvarim v'hem shisha. There are 3 things which are really 6. Hainu damim umida uminyan. The 3 are damim, which is the value, the money's worth. Mida is the measurement, and minyan is the count. Shehem schum domim schum mida schum minyan. And each one of those three has an addition that if you're adding up the total, the schum domim is the total value of this sale and a previous sale. The schum minyan is the measure of this sale and the previous sale, and the schum minyan is the count from this sale and the previous sale. Vihine bin minyan kvar nisa kadim b'pshitas de minyan mutter. In terms of saying an amount that you want, the minyan, that we discussed already in Sif Gimel and Sif Dal, that that's 100% mutter according to everyone. Kigon lomar tainli agozim bin minyan. For example, to say, give me a certain amount of nuts. Avalasos imo cheshben akolo bazeh, but to give a total amount of cheshben, kigom kame gozim yeshul chabiyodi mikfar, how many nuts of mine do you have in your hand already? Chamishim. So tainli od chamishim via biyachad meyo. Like the Mechaber said, give me another 50, now I'll have 100. Zeus chum minyan va'aser. That's a total amount of number from this sale and the previous sale, and that is aser. The dami lemekal chumemkar. That's similar to a business transaction. Ubemida gamkein. When it comes to measuring as well, schum mida v'schum damin. When there's a total add up of the measurement and a total add up of the value, the hainu. Meaning to say, Shiomer kame damim ani chayv mikfar. How much money do I owe you already? Kach v'kach, this amount. Tainli od kach v'kach. Give me another amount of money is worth this. Chayv l'cha biyachad tzacha kol kach v'kach. And then I owe you this total amount. V'chein ki agavna b'mida. And so too, similar case when it comes to measuring. Kame midos ani chayv l'cha mikfar. How much measurement do I owe for you already? Kach v'kach. This or this amount. So tainli owed me the plonis, give me another amount of this measurement. And now I owe you for a gallon instead of for a liter. Zo asr l'kuyama. These total amounts, all three cases of the total add up are asr according to everyone. Tadami l'mekach u'memkar. So we have so far saying a count of this individual sale, everyone says is mutter. To say a total number of count, of value, of measure is asr according to everyone. Ach b'mida o b'damim gufa. But just to mention a measurement of this sale, or an amount of money worth of this sale, t'hainu shiomar tainli agozim b'pashad echad, give me a dollar worth of nuts. O b'shnei pshutim, or $2. So there we have a machlokas, the mechaber and the ramah. Da'as ha-mechaber de aser. The mechaber says that's aser. Da'amuchah b'gemara de aser lifsog damim, because the gemara says explicitly it's aser to stipulate an amount of money's worth. V'chein aser lahaskir shemid, and according to the mechaber, it's also aser to mention an amount of a measurement. V'ramah hevi b'hagor da'as hagos ashri. The ramah that we'll see next time brings down the shita da'agos ashri. The sviruli that holds the mutter b'damim ke'agavna, that such a case of damim omida is mutter. The Amrinan de Lissimona Ba'al Mehiskir Bepashit. And we explain that when he says, give me a dollar's worth, he's just making a sign. Lo dio kama egozum utzaruch. Everyone knows that a certain amount of dots is for a dollar, so he's really just asking for that number. The eno ela kaomer lo minyan egozum. It's the same thing as saying, give me a certain amount of dots, and that's why it's mutter. The nimtza shelo huzker kan loshen lechira bedamin. It turns out that he really didn't mention a loshen of lechira with value. Ela nesina ba'alma kamit. And really all he said, according to Hagos Hashri, is how many dots I want. Umasha huska b'gemara, either is gemara that says not that way. It says aser lusog damim. It's aser to say the amount of money is worth that you want. Hainu b'davar she'ein mikocho yadua. That's when the value is not known. How many nuts you're going to get with that value? She'ein l'davar hu kitzbu psikas damim. It's not so set. How much value gives you how many nuts? She'oz lo nucha lomar she'masha hisker lo damim hu rak lo dio lo kamet tzarech. Then you can't say when he says the amount of money is worth, he's just telling you really how many nuts. V'lo livsog domim ba'ad ha-mekach. Shrei eno yodeya kama yitin lo ba'ad shir zeh domim. So let's just explain, we're not going to read the rest of it, but basically we're coming out that there's six things. There's mentioning in this sale the number, the value, or the measure, and then there's a total. So any totals are for sure aser. When it comes to measuring just for this sale, so when it comes to measuring the number, that's mutter according to everyone. The machlokas, the mechab, and the ramah is when you mention just for this sale, the measurement or the value. So the Gemara says that it's aser, but we have a machlokas, the mechaber says that it's aser, like the Gemara says, and the ramah brings Agos Hashri that says that when the Gemara says it's aser, it's only when there's no connection between the value, the measure, and the number. If you say, I want $5 worth, and we don't know how many nuts that gives you, that's what the Gemara is saying, it's usr. But if it's known that $5 gives you 10 eggs, so then it's very clear cut. It's just another way of saying, give me 10 eggs. You say, give me $5 worth of eggs, and the Ramah holds from the Agos Hashri, that's going to be mutter. With that introduction, let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Dalet. So the Mechaber said, you're allowed to tell the store owner, give me 4 eggs or 5 rimonim. Tavka Chenvani Yisrael, this is specifically talking about a Jewish store owner that you're allowed to tell him to give it to you on Shabbos. Aval Eino Yehudi Asa Likach Memeru Beitza, but you can't take eggs from a guy on Shabbos. Shemen Nodu Hayom Muktzu, maybe they were laid today on their Muktzu. Vechein Berimonim, and so to by pomegranate, Shema Nilketu Hayom and Amuchubim, maybe they were plucked today off the tree, and they are Muktzu as well. Sivkatan Yud Gimel, but if it's a Jewish store owner, you're allowed to say, give me four eggs or five pomegranates, as long as you don't mention Shem Damim. Sakta Mishabur Yud Gimel, Kagon Shomer Tainli Ba'ad Kafla Kapshutim, you can't say, give me $5 worth. The Kol Shekein Kishem Masker Lo Schum Damim, certainly you can add on a total of 2 sales worth of value. The Hainu Sha'osa Imbo Cheshben HaKolal Gami Mashin Eschai Lo Mikfar. Pshita Dasser. So not only is Aser to say in this sale, give me $5 worth, that's the point that Ramah is going to argue on, the Machaber says it's Aser. Certainly it's going to be Aser to say, well, I owe you $5 from last week, give me $5 more, and now I'll owe you $10 worth, that's certainly going to be Aser. Sivkatan Yudalud. The Machaber then said, Velo Schun Mido, Ayin Bebir HaGro, Shekos of the Toh Soferhu. The Gro says it's a mistake in the Lashon of the Machaber over here. Vitzorach Lomar Velo Shem Mido. That should have said, just like I said, you shouldn't say shame damim, you shouldn't say a shame mida either, an amount of measure for this sale. The hainu shemaskulo tainli mida plonis. Give me this measurement. Kol shekein schum mida, certainly if it's a total measurement of 2 different sales, the hainu shausi imo cheshben akolo mikama mido shalokach meno mikfar. Certainly if you're adding up a previous sales measurement and this sales measurement, that's certainly going to be asr. So if katan tazva velo schum minyan, the boofenzo derach mekach omemkar, if you're giving a total add up of the number, like the case the Mechaber brings down as the example, that's going to be us, or that's a business deal. Aval minyan ba'alma kvar mevur mikodem deshari. But just saying a number that you're going to take, so that we learned earlier is going to be mutter. That's what we'll stop in the Mishnah Berurah, just to summarize what we're saying over here. So far we only read the Mechaber. The Mechaber holds any add up of a previous sale on this sale, whether it's from a number of amounts that you want, or a measurement that you want, or dumb, that's all going to be usr. When you ask for a number from this sale, the Mechaber said it's mutter. But if you're asking for a measure from this sale or an amount of money's worth from this sale, that's going to be usher also according to the Mechaber. And that's the point that the Ramah is going to argue on in Mirtz Hashem next time. We'll stop here and we'll pick up with the Ramah and Sivdalet and Mirtz Hashem in the next year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.